Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 77. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Episode 77, huh? 2017. So it's what, 777, if you disregard the 2 and the 0 and the 1. I mean, it's going to be like a lucky year for Grunt Free Press, maybe? Or, I don't know. It's a... Let's just set the tone for being horrible and fucking irrelevant right off the bat here. www.gruntfreepress is the website. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email in case I forget it at the end, which I have a tendency to do. yeah, and I've already said like three or four times already, so it's going well. I'm just fucking waking up so I can barely fucking see. As usual, I don't know why I explained this. If fucking anybody's still sticking around, I don't know what to tell you. But, fucking, yeah. Let's just get right into it. Resident Evil 6. I played that, completed it. Seems like fucking forever ago, but I think it was by the end of fucking this week. Yeah, I think I've been playing the fucking game off and on for like a fucking month at this point. So, and I realize I just keep saying so it's probably going to be a thing. yeah, it's a long game. I think it took me like 20 hours or so to beat. It's pretty much, I've talked about it before, like four games in one. I'm pretty sure I've said that before. So I finished up, yeah, all I had left to do was Jake's campaign Adas, and that was it. So those last two, and I think it's a fucking good game. I mean, I've talked, I think, pretty sure I talked about it before. People always shit on fucking Resident Evil 6. It just, the game's fucking sucks, and like hatred, like fucking like real hatred, like fucking, oh, I loved every other Resident Evil, but this one's like terrible. So, yeah, this one's fucking pretty goddamn good. You know, I enjoyed it. Definitely a better playing game. Single player anyway than like 5. Again, I don't know, fucking, I thought 5 was pretty shallow and fucking dead, especially if you're playing by yourself. So I don't know if it's like fucking just like, oh, I played co-op and like whatever, I don't know, maybe it's fucking doesn't play, 6 doesn't play as well in co-op as fucking 5, but people were fine with 5, like people like that, and then fucking, yeah, I thought 6 was better playing by myself anyway. I mean, obviously fucking not as good as 4, but I mean, that's the fucking, their trilogy there, the newer trilogy of Resident Evil anyways, the, you know, 4, 5, and 6, and just, yeah, 4 is obviously the fucking best one, but, I don't know, if you want to go back and look at, like, the really old school ones, like, I don't know, I just don't think those fucking, hold up very well. I mean, it's just like a fucking nostalgia thing, they control fucking, like complete garbage, but, yeah, I mean, yeah. 6, fucking Resident Evil 6, fucking right in the middle there, between the new trilogy. Just, you know, I completely forget what I haven't fucking talked about again. It's fucking been an ongoing thing for like a month, and believe it or not, I don't fucking research or prepare very well for these podcasts, but, yeah, I mean, just to avoid, repeating myself, it's just a really good fucking crazy action game, and oh, I was just thinking about, I think it took me like 20 hours or some shit to like beat it. I'm like, ah, it's kind of weird. Fucking played a game for like 20 hours and not even, you know, I didn't bother like reviewing it. It was just fucking just like one of those off and on things for like a month. It's like, I fucking forget like half the shit I was even going to say about it. So whatever, it is what it is. But I mean, just, unofficially, I mean, nothing's official till I put it, in writing on gruntfreepress.com, but, that's not true, or I don't even know what that means, but yeah, just Resident Evil 6, I just gets a verbal fuck yeah, thumbs up. But that was just fucking good. It's fun game to play. I started playing, I'm like, oh cool, you know, you unlock a bunch of shit as you play, like skills and shit, you know, just like upgrades, like you know, as you whatever fucking kill enemies and shit and find like briefcases and like boxes in the world, and then, you know, you open up the boxes, or you pick up like the shit that enemies drop, and it just gives you like points, like upgrade points. I started playing, I'm like, oh, this is cool, like fucking, obviously I've played it before, but I'm fucking just like, I remember this, like fucking upgrading your defense, your fucking attack power, or just like, you know, then eventually you get like, oh, you can unlock like unlimited like handgun rounds and unlimited fucking shotgun rounds and like whatever. Which you take a while to fucking pretty much be like grinding or whatever. Or play, you know, you can play like, there's a bunch of other like little modes too, like mercenaries mode, or just, you know, like a little arenas you play, just like do that type of thing. And if you want to grind up and get all those upgrades. And when I first started playing, I'm like, oh, this is cool, I can do that. It's fucking like whatever, I can fucking play this game forever. And then fucking, I will say, like, once I finish it, I'm just like, ah, I don't know, like fucking, you know what I mean? Just what's the point now? I beat the fucking game, you know what I mean? Why am I gonna fucking get all this like infinite ammo shit? Like, I beat it without that. Why would I fucking go back and like make it easier, you know? But, so that was that. But I mean, fuck, yeah, just fucking playing through for like whatever, 20 hour fucking Resident Evil game, fucking damn good, really good. Yeah, so that was that. Resident Evil 6, pretty good game. And then I started Wasteland 2, which is the sequel to Wasteland, obviously, but it gets this weird fucking, like, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Fucking chronology of just, like, whatever, just different spiritual successors and fucking sequels and shit, just because, you know, the original Wasteland is fucking whatever, 80s game and whatever, like fucking DOS game or whatever the fuck, you know, that was basically Fallout, before Fallout, so I mean, like the original Fallout, you know, same premise, just fucking post-apocalyptic, turn-based RPG, and again, it's made by a lot of the people who made, like, the original Wasteland, went on to make fucking the original Fallout, and the original Fallout 1, Fallout 2, and And yeah, then people made those original Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, went on to make fucking Wasteland 2, you know, the same shit. So I mean, yeah, just real quick. I mean, I tried playing the original Wasteland a few times. I've made some attempts, but you know, it's rough. It's almost, you know, it's almost like going back playing like, you know, the old fucking Final Fantasies, like the original fucking one on like NES, so like whatever. You know, that era of fucking RPG, where, you know, there's just like a ton of fucking grinding. Only on top of, you know, on top of that though, because it's, you know, PC, it's, you know, it's not just fucking NES. It's just fucking just like, oh, go grind, like fucking like nothing to it. And it's like the basic premise of, you know, the original Wasteland anyway, like the gameplay is just fucking like, you know, random encounters and shit, and just, but on top of that, I mean, you just get like a fucking ton of like text and like rules and shit, and, you know, you're supposed to like, you know, have the manual in front of you like all the time as you're playing. So yeah, you get to like an area in the game and just, it would just say like, you know, open up to whatever, to turn to page 23 and read like paragraph 2 or like whatever. That would be like, you know, that'd be the description of like what you're walking into. Otherwise it's just fucking like whatever, just like a yellow square or some shit, you know what I mean? And just so I tried playing it. I've got to fucking whatever, a few hours in, or even probably, you know, 10 hours in, like a few times, and then I'll fucking run into some bullshit and be like, dude, what am I, like, what is this? Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. Just fucking, like, you have to, like, print out the fucking manual, or, like, fucking alt tab back and forth between the fucking manual and this fucking, like, I don't know. But, Wasteland 2, anyway, it's more classic Fallout style, you know. I'm like getting Fallout 1 and 2, just except this, you know, those are, you're pretty much worrying about your character, you know what I mean, just you pretty much. And just Wasteland 2 is more party based, so definitely more party based. I mean, you start off with four people, which, you know, you can make yourself, or you can use a you know, they give you like a pre-made party of just fucking like whatever, just use them and like whatever. I mean, I ended up just doing that, which I usually don't do, but just because, again, if you're worrying about four people, and it's just fucking like, I don't know, like what these stats, like which one of these stats are fucking important, like what, I have no idea, and then do that like times four of just fucking like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you can, you know, look at all the shit you can fucking distribute. It's just fucking, no clue. So I'm just fucking just like, I don't know. I don't want to, again, fucking go back to, like, my time with, like, Wasteland, where it's fucking like, oh, I'm stuck and I don't know what the fuck to do. And it's just fucking, like, back and forth. I'm like, well, if it's kind of going to be like that type of deal, just fucking, I don't want to fuck myself over, pretty much. So I'm just going to take the fucking starting party and just, you know, again, just looking at all the fucking stats and all that garbage, I'm like, this is gonna be like learning another fucking language, and I just want to get going. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm at that point in my life where my fucking time is precious. You know what I mean? Fucking every second's another moment of me closer to the fucking grave. So, I mean, learning all these stats and rules and shit, like, that's just fucking like sliding right off me at the beginning. Anyway, I'm just fucking like all. If they're gonna ease me into it, that's fine. But I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna fucking read a fucking, you know, 100-page fucking manual before I play the game, or fucking, you know, go on fucking YouTube or whatever. Whatever the kids do these fucking days. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the fucking, you know, the old school fucking computer RPG thing. And believe me, I used to love that shit, and like Fallout and like Baldur's Gate and shit. Like, I'd sit there with the fucking manual and fucking go through and like, this is the whatever, you know, spray of the fucking, you know, cone pattern of the shotgun, and blah, blah, blah. I'd fucking like go through all that shit and fucking read all like the tables and blah, 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 and just fucking, now I'm just like, yeah, just fucking get on with it. Like, fucking just start and we'll see. And if I get stuck, then fuck it. But just fucking go. Plus, with, you know, I've wrote this fucking before, like, you know, I mean, just a little note here. You know, after I played it like a few hours, I played, I'm just fucking, you know, a lot of the game is fucking like walls of text, you know, which pisses me off too. Like, oh, you know, oh boy, like, you know, here comes the fucking, like, story dump type of deal. There's fucking, like, oh, you walk into a new fucking area, and oh, there's a guy here you can talk to, and he's just gonna keep going and going, and fucking, oh, yeah, you know, fucking, You know, they give you like certain keywords will come up as the person's talking about like whatever, you know, just like what you're supposed to be doing or fucking, you know, the history of the place you're in, and just fucking, I'll show up on the bottom, you know what I mean? Like fucking just like, oh, here are the keywords, and you click on that to like learn more, you know, learn more about it type of deal. And it's fucking, it's fucking, just fucking like, it was almost like ridiculous. I'm just fucking just like, all right, yeah, fucking here's like whatever paragraph of fucking text. And some of it's voice, some of it's not, but it's fucking just like, all right, so I'm reading that fucking paragraph. Okay, so fucking click the next one. And then like in that paragraph, like two more fucking keywords will pop up. So just fucking like a, like a waterfall of just fucking like, you know, all the shit, like just fucking just keeps getting more and more shit, just keeps like fucking piling up on the bottom. I'm just fucking like, oh boy, I'm gonna be fucking here for a while. And just yeah, that was that was rough. And I mean, like again, I don't know, I'm just getting, I guess I'm just getting less and less fucking tolerant of fucking story-based games as time goes on, maybe. And I'm definitely not one of those fucking hipster douchebags of fucking just like, you know, every game should be a fucking 2 hour fucking indie fucking fag fest or anything like that. I'm not that. I'm not a fucking whatever the fuck. But I do like fucking long games and shit. Just fucking, but I like long games or like, you know, the actual fucking gameplay part of the game, you know what I mean? Like, that better be, like, fucking, like, fun to do, you know, and fucking immediately fucking engaging. And just, you know, Wasteland 2 is just, you know, right off the fucking bat, just like, here's a giant fucking story dump, and, you know what I mean? Like, the first thing is, like, yeah, they had like, an actual, like, movie at the beginning, like, a little, like, I mean, not like a, you know, a cutscene, but it was done, like, you know, live action with fucking cameras and shit, and like actors and fucking like whatever. And it was, you know, Mad Maxy, and like that was pretty cool. I was like, well done. I was surprised. I'm like, ah, oh, this isn't like super cheesy. Like, it's pretty fucking cool. And I'm like, ah, oh, that's cool. They fucking do that and get that shit out of the way, like the backstory, and just like, you know, here's what happened in the first Wasteland, pretty much. And fucking, oh, cool. No, they fucking dump me in the air to fucking get going. But it's like, nope, still just fucking ton of, you know, just ton of fucking text and whatever, and just like going on and on and on, and fucking just, you know, here's all the backstory for the fucking the first game, and, you know, we're just playing with the controller. I'm like, dude, this kind of fucking controls like garbage. The fucking controller is like, you know, just it's all a lot of menus and fucking like whatever, and you get used to it. I mean, again, I don't know, I could have just fucking gone with the mouse and keyboard, but it's just fucking whatever. The way I have it set up, my fucking computers and my TV, I'm fucking like whatever, laying down or fucking sitting up, and it's just fucking, I don't have a table right in front of me, or a clean table anyway, with not a bunch of fucking coffee and fucking shit on it, to put a, whatever, I'm just fucking easier to use a controller, and just fucking, I'm playing, this kind of controls like garbage with the fucking controller, and just, oh, I, you know, so I was fucking angry and confused, you know what I mean? That was my initial fucking impression of playing Wasteland 2, of just fucking, I'm angry and I'm confused and I'm kind of bored, and just fucking, story of my life, pretty much. And then, you know, then I started playing it fucking more and more, of just fucking like, alright, I'll just fucking calm down, just fucking, you know what I mean, just keep going, they'll figure it out, or just like, whatever, just fucking, within, I don't know, fucking a dozen hours or so of playing it, of just, you know what I mean, just fucking just like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing, and just fucking, it's funny too, you know, they have like, you know, tutorials and shit that pop up, and I'm playing and fucking, probably like the first fucking battle I get in is fucking all these, you know, like, boxes pop up, like tutorial boxes, like, oh, do this, no, don't make sure you do this. But, I mean, I wasn't fucking, I totally forgot it was fucking, like, turn-based. I hadn't fucking fought anything yet, you know what I mean? So it was just fucking, there was, like, a giant frog or some shit was, like, attacking me. So it was fucking, like, oh, fucking the thing just, like, runs up on me. And then fucking, like, all these, like, box, like, tutorial fucking tips fucking pop up. I'm like, oh, shit. And fucking, I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, I see my guys getting hurt. I'm like, oh, he's still getting hurt. And then fucking just, like, hitting A. I'm like, fucking, like, whatever, I'll fucking deal with that later. You know what I mean? So I'm just fucking AA, like, fucking get the fuck out of here. Get the boxes out of there so I can fucking fight. And then, like, fucking, like, oh, it's turn-based. Like, you know what I mean? I just fucking blew through all the fucking, like, all that tutorial to fight, you know what I mean? Then I'm fucking sitting here and fucking, you know, fighting a fucking frog or whatever. And just fucking, like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Cool. So I had to figure that all out pretty much on my own. That was fun. Yeah, I mean, again, after going through and just fucking like, all right, I'll fucking have to like calm down. Just, you know what I mean? Just remember to just fucking relax, just fucking play it. And, yeah, a dozen hours or so, it started to fucking click with me. And, you know, that's the thing. The thing about these games, the ones where these fucking smug fucking faggots get off about, you know, how complex they are and shit, like all, you know, the PC fucking homograd. PC games as like a genre, I guess. You know, when people talk about, oh, it's a PC game. It's basically just fucking, basically work for fucking pussies who've never worked a fucking real job in their lives type of deal. So, you know, it's like, you know, fucking, here's all these fucking options and stuff and stats and fucking rules and shit. Just like, all right, you know, I'm down with that. But then it's like fucking, as you're going through at the beginning anyway, trying to learn something new. And again, I haven't fucking played, I played fucking the first Fallout like a couple of years ago, I think. Again, you know, fucking, for like the whatever, 10th time or whatever. But, yeah, trying to learn like a new like rule set and shit. And just about, you know, at first it's, you know, what's the end goal? You know what I mean? Like, what are all these stats and like, you know, customization options and all that? Like, what am I trying to do here? Just, you know, for Wasteland 2, it's mostly combat focused, which is like, it's all fucking like adding mods to your fucking gun and fucking like whatever, and you know, fucking boosting up your fucking stats and like whatever, the XCOM-y type fucking, you know, turn based combat, you know, take cover, destroy cover, and fucking, you know, try to like flank behind people and shit. So, all right, so like, if, you know, if the game's designed well, I mean, this shouldn't be, again, with all these fucking options and stats and shit. And I've talked about this before. Like, if you're gonna go for like a well-designed fucking RPG system, you know what I mean? Just if it's well-designed, there shouldn't be any wrong choices to make. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be like, oh no, I don't want to make a fucking choice to like fuck myself over type of deal. Yeah, and this shouldn't be like, you know, beginner's traps again. Like, oh, this looks like a good fucking stat, and fucking like, oh no, like that doesn't fucking do anything, like type of deal. I that's bad. And again, going back to like Fallout was fucking excellent about that. We couldn't really fuck up a character like too bad, unless like, you know, you obviously, if you knew you're doing like a bunch of like really dumb shit, like it'd be like obvious to fucking like, oh, maybe you don't want to take fucking whatever. I don't know. I don't even know how you could fuck up Fallout, to be honest with you. It'd be pretty difficult. But, yeah, as I'm playing fucking Wasteland 2, it's like, yeah, it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's similar type of deal, but it's just, like, so many, like, these weird fucking skills of, like, I don't know, like, what is what. So, again, as I'm playing, it's getting more like, okay, well, maybe it is more like Fallout, or it is pretty well fucking balanced and shit. But, again, so far, fucking, it's been really, really good. Now, I haven't gotten fucking, felt like I've gotten stuck anywhere or anything like that. Usually a way out, I mean, they're good about fucking, you know, here's like, you know, here's a safe, you can try to lockpick it, try to like break it or whatever, or just like, fuck it, you know, those options, you're not gonna be like stuck, like, oh, I can just like not do this, you know what I mean, and do something else. So, But I mean, there's definitely been like a lot of fucking quick saving and fucking loading and shit, because, you know, it's all sorry, it's all like, you know, die roll, like dice roll based, like percentage shit of, you know, pretty much everything you do. So a lot of quick saving, quick loading, because, you know, hey, just the fucking, the dice rolls fucked you up, you know, major setback, you're probably not going to fucking recover from, or you've lost somebody and they're dead and shit, and just fucking like, well, I'm just going to reload it, just because, I mean, I'm not going to be that hardcore about it, or I'll never fucking finish this game. I know some people say like, well, that's, you know, computer RPGs for you. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm aware of that. Like, I'm well aware. Again, I played fucking, you know, the fucking Eye of the Beholders and the fucking Fallouts and the fucking whatever, Temple of Elemental Evil. Well, you know, I've played all that shit, and just, you know, I'm aware of what these are, but it's fucking 2017 now, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's, that should feel, you know, that shit just kind of feels like it's a fucking waste of time. And just, you know, even little things like, Again, like you're trying to like simulate shit, obviously, with the fucking, the dice rolls and blah, 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 and all these fucking like options. It's just like, hey, you can probably just pretty much do that like instantly. You know what I mean? This is like smarter and quicker ways to do a lot of this shit. You know what I mean? It's not, you're not like fighting like, whatever, like fucking 100 megs of fucking RAM on the computer, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, well, we have to, you know what I mean, wait for it to fucking calculate this. It's like, no, you can probably do most of that shit fucking instantly. But, even little things, like, you know, there's a bunch of locked doors and safes and all that shit, and, you know, you have, You have like lock picking skill or some of the, you know, in some instances you can just fucking like bash it open. There's like a fucking, like a skill for that too, whatever the fuck it is, bash or whatever. But, you know, you can just fucking try to break it open too, so you don't have to use fucking lock picking for most of them. But yeah, I mean, like makes sense, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like that's fine, obviously, to fight, you know, it's pretty cool to give you the options to do shit when you know, you're using these skills to skill check. But what happens is when we go to a lock or whatever, it gives you a percentage of what the odds are to pick the lock. So if you go too far below that on you, again, that's just fucking pretty much like dice rolls, you know what I mean? But, if you go below that for a certain percentage, you can have like a critical failure. Where the door or the lock or whatever, that'll be like permanently broken, and you can't like even attempt to pick it again, which is like, okay. So in those instances, what are you gonna do? Again, if you're gonna be like fucking like hardcore like role playing and just fucking like, oh, the fucking lock's broken, like whatever, or just fucking no, I'm just gonna fucking quick load and try it again, is you're gonna get a different fucking dice roll or die roll, whatever. Because again, it's, you know, it's fucking 2017, you know, and just they know, you know, I mean, they must know how, that's how people play these fucking games, right? I mean, that's even back in the day, like fucking, that's like how you play like the most fucking old PC games, I guess. I'm just fucking like, oh, I make fun of a lot of that too, a lot of that shit, fucking safes coming, fucking faggots. I'm just fucking like, oh, there's quick load. I get mad if there's not a fucking, you know what I mean, why isn't there a quick save, quick load, this is bullshit. And it's fucking like, nah. But these old fucking old school fucking CRPGs, I mean, they're just fucking pretty much almost designed to be played like that, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking just, I don't know, just, again, at this point, like, why bother? I mean, fucking, this feels like a waste of time at this point. I mean, you know, plus every time I use a skill, you know, even for like whatever, you go to like heal somebody, like that's a skill, like, you know, to use a fucking med pack, like the first aid skill or whatever. And, you know, you'll have like, you're trying to heal one of your fucking people when you have, you know, one of your teammates. It gets 100% chance to do it, you know. So there's no way you're going to fucking fail it. But, you still got to fucking, you know, watch this, like, animation play out and shit, and just, there's a meter that'll fill up, like, every time you're doing, like, whatever, lockpicking, or, again, even, like, healing, there's just fucking, like, oh, here's a little, like, icon, and then, like, you watch it fucking fill up as they're doing, like, an animation, and just, it usually takes, like, fucking, like, 5 seconds or so to fucking just to get through that, and just fucking, like, dude, like, dude, why, you know what I mean, just fucking, why am I wasting my time, like, you know what I mean, watching this shit, like, why don't I just have, like, again, it should be fucking instant, it's fucking, you know, it's a fucking modern fucking game, it should, the fucking 1 to 100 number, to generate that randomly, it shouldn't be taking fucking 5 seconds, you know what I mean, it's not a fucking matter of, you know, it's not a matter of me being a fucking, like, ADD, fucking, like, console scum, I don't think, anyway, or anything like that, it's, you know, using these fucking skills, like, all the fucking time. Constantly, and just, you know, those again, it's like, oh, it's like a 5 second thing, like, big deal, right? But it's fucking after a few hundred times of fucking watching the same like animation play out and shit, and just fucking like, dude, like, what the fuck, it just seems fucking unnecessary. I just can't help but thinking, like, looking like how the you know, modern fucking Bethesda games fucking handle that shit. Just fucking, you know, the character skill check, you know what I mean? It's the same basic thing. It's fucking, it's a percentage, but, you know, there's a character skill check for fucking, like, for, if you're gonna, whatever, pick a lock or whatever. And so you can either fucking, you can or you can't pick a fucking lock, you know what I mean? That's how the Bethesda, like, Fallout fucking Elder Scrolls shit, like, does it. It's just fucking, like, well, if you're not up to a certain, like, level in that fucking, in lock picking, is that, like, if you either can or you can't, like, attempt to pick the lock. Then they give you, like, a skill-based fucking mini-game to play, which is, you know, easier or fucking, you know, the higher your fucking, the rating is, you know, your character's rating and fucking lock picking, like, the easier that is, you know what I mean? So, and that's actually, like, you know, so that RPG number, like, skill check thing, that's still in effect and shit, but it's like you're given something, like, active you're doing, you know what I mean? And just fucking, like, well, if I actually get better myself at fucking doing this, then, you know what I mean? I can fucking just go and try to pick a fucking, like, lock that I'm fucking just over the fucking skill, you know what I mean? It's going to be a pain in the ass, but I can fucking do this and just, I was just fucking something active to do rather than fucking like, oh, I'm sitting here and fucking, you know, waiting to see the fucking meter fill up and loading if it doesn't fucking do it and just fucking just like, no, I'm fucking something. I have like something active I'm doing myself, and you know what I mean? Interactive medium, you know? It's just fucking, you know, you can make things easier and, you know, again, if you put more points into it or whatever, into that fucking, that skill, like the lock picking skill, like, hey, it's going to be easier and it's going to take less time for me to fucking try to do this myself, you know what I mean? And fucking just, but hey, it doesn't matter if it's 100, in Wasteland too, it's like, it can be 100% fucking, you're not going to fail it, but you're still watching the fucking animation. It's still going to take the same amount of time, you know? And just, so again, I was just like, it was like 2017. It's like I can't help but like compare, like fucking, like again, I hear fucking people complaining about fucking all these modern RPGs. They're too fucking dumbed down or like streamlined or like whatever. And that's a fucking objectively fucking better way to fucking do that. You know what I mean? To deal with that, I'm just fucking like, here's an active thing for you to do, and it's gonna, you know, if it's gonna take less time for you to do it, and it's like whatever, it's gonna keep you like involved and like whatever. It seems like there's the, again, the Bethesda type of deal, like that's like the evolved, and it's comparable, I'd say. See, you know what I mean? It's fucking Fallout 3 is kind of, or whatever, did that shit. And Wasteland 2 is pretty much like, if this makes sense, it's pretty much like Fallout 3. If you look again, try to like that confusing fucking lineage type of deal, it's pretty much like Wasteland, like chronologically, if I was a fucking angry video game nerd, chronologically confused, like, is a good one for you. It's pretty much like fucking Wasteland 1 was like the, you know, the starting point, and then fucking Fallout 2, and then Wasteland 2, which would be pretty much Fallout 3, I guess, like, you know what I mean? And just, and then fucking Bethesda's, like, Fallout's, you know, that's a different, that's, like, pretty much, like, the branching path, you know what I mean? That's the fucking, that's the fucking fork in the road where it's fucking like, well, Fallout 3 was the evolved version of fucking, you know, Fallout, and then fucking like, oh, this is more like of a straight path type of deal. It's fucking like the same exact thing. I don't know what the fuck, what kind of confusing garbage that is, but there you go. That's my theory, my fan theory here. But yeah, I mean, as far as like the skills go, like I was saying, like that the fall, it's like fucking the Fallout 3 type of Bethesda thing. It's like, well, that's the evolved version. Like, that's fucking, you know what I mean? They knew what the fuck they were doing, and fucking, they're not going to make you sit there and look at something for 5-10 minutes, you know, 5 or 10 seconds every fucking time. Like, oh, here's something you can do, like, gameplay wise. So, I mean, I don't know how people are like, oh, well, that's just the dumbed down version. Like, oh, no, it's really not. Like, fucking, like, this is the dumbed down version of me just fucking watching a fucking meter fill up, and then if it doesn't go the way I want, I fucking, like, reload it and try it again. Like, you know what I mean? You know, waiting to fucking check a fucking dice roll. You know what I mean? That in some cases, I can't even fucking fail, you know? But yeah, what I was trying to get at with that fucking word salad fucking garbage. Wasteland 2 was definitely like a fucking nostalgia game. It's kind of, that whole thing's kind of played out at this point, and I know. I'm just fucking like, oh yeah, I remember fucking like whatever, Fallout 1 and 2, like type of deal or whatever. You know, I was getting this pretty much like 90% of the fucking games on Steam are fucking member games. I was just fucking, you know, nostalgia, but it's funny, I know it's fucking, again, it's good that whole thing is kind of nostalgia cards kind of played out, but Yeah, again, as I'm playing it more, I'm like fucking like, no, this is like legit, like, you know what I mean? It is fucking like all in, you know, type of deal. It's not really like a lulls fucking whatever. It's just fucking not, it's all in, just fucking all into this type of, again, old fucking CRPG type game. It is fucking confusing at first, and I'm just because I'm ingrained with fucking Fallout 1 and 2 as my baseline here, so I'd have all my fucking party members and shit injured after a battle, and I'm fucking like, all right, well, there's got to be like a rest option here, right? Like, I can just fucking rest and fucking whatever. How long do you want to rest? Oh, rest until healed. Like, that's the Fallout type thing. Like, oh, I can fucking scrape by a fucking battle with like one fucking hit point, and as long as I, you know, just fucking hit the rest until healed, then I'll be all set and just you know, most RPGs, you know, even the fuck, you know, even the all the old school ones, like whatever, most of them fucking had that. I'm just fucking like, oh, you can rest. I mean, it might be like a consumable or something you gotta fucking buy to rest. Like, you buy like fucking like whatever, you know, camp or like whatever the fuck. But, you know, give you the option for that. But it's just like, oh, I can't find anything like that anywhere. So it's gotta be somewhere in this menu where I can fucking like rest and shit and just. Can't find it, which seems fucking odd. I mean, especially considering, you know, all your fucking party members, like, they're starting off, they have like bedrolls equipped, and yeah, you know, it looks like, you know, I was getting like better ones, and fucking it's like, oh, you know, better fucking bedroll or whatever, and this one, you know, better pack or whatever, backpack, you can carry more items and more fucking like water and shit, and just you'd assume that, you know, that would fucking allow them to fucking like heal faster, maybe, or like heal for more HP, like per hour or whatever, like fucking less time, you know what I mean? Fucking that type of deal of like this. Oh, that's what these, you know, I'll probably find better ones and shit to fucking make it so it doesn't take as much time. There's, you know, some like time missions and shit in here, and just whatever. I mean, that's what I assumed. You know what they say about like assuming, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just can't find like the option to fucking like rest anywhere. So I'm looking for, you know, a fucking manual, or, you know, in the in-game menu, like, you know, where's the how to play fucking option or like whatever, or just, you know, there's nothing, there isn't one. Just, go to Steam, looking around like the extras and shit. It was like, it must be like a downloadable like PDF manual or something, or just fucking, if you go to like the store page, it's usually like, oh, I see the manual type of deal, or just fucking, nope, none of that, and fucking just, you know, start checking like the discussions or like whatever the community guides and on there, and basically all the fucking like the guides and shit. This was just, they're like fucking like, oh, here's how to make the fucking the most like OP party possible and like that type of deal, and we'll pretty much make the game as easy as possible. Like, that's fucking like every, oh, this is how you distribute your stats and fucking like, you know, min max type garbage, and just fucking like, oh, great, you know what I mean? That's fucking just like not at all what I'm looking for, and you know what I mean? It's pretty much just like spoil the game right off the bat. I'm like, I'm just looking for like basic shit here. Can't find that shit anywhere. I finally fucking, you know, start searching online and go to the developer's website, and in Exile, I think, is who made this the game. And just fucking, hey, there's no fucking manual at all. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking not really a manual. I mean, I'm sorry, I did find a manual on their website. Just fucking, it's just not very useful. Just, again, it's basic stuff, which I was kind of looking for, but it's just like, you know, no mention of fucking resting. And I guess, so I'm just going to assume that you can't fucking rest in the game, which is, that's a pretty big pain in the ass. And, so you can't. I mean, that's if you're fucking, that means if you're going to be fucking, you know, you're going to be constantly fucking traveling to vendors, trying to buy fucking med packs and shit. And, you're constantly fucking around in your inventory to sell fucking like junk and fucking get money for med packs. And, you know, after just about every fucking fight, I mean, guess what? I mean, if you get hit once or twice, I mean, you have to fucking use the medic skill to fucking heal everybody and watch that fucking 5 second long fucking, you know, plus, you know, the Red Cross fucking meter like fill up as you're healing everybody, like every single one, and just as really fucking fiddly, fucking micromanaging and shit, and just and again I pretend like fucking, you have to pretend like fucking video game design hasn't fucking evolved in the past like 2 decades or like whatever. And just, you know, found more fucking efficient ways to fucking deal with that type of shit. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, dude, again, yeah, it is, the game is fucking growing on me the more I play it, obviously, but fucking, yeah, it's just fucking like, you have to just kind of like put blinders on to all that shit to like really enjoy it. Just fucking like, they could have made this like a lot easier and shit. Again, yeah, to go for that nostalgia vibe, I guess. Yeah, you're going to take a break. There's going to be another one of these fucking long, like deep dive episodes into one fucking thing, because played a couple other like random things, but mostly fucking Wasteland, put a good like 30 hours into it. So, yeah, that's how it goes around here. Start off the new year, right?
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall, and this girl comes up, and she's all like, aww, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zappa. I'm like, yo, Zappa, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. And the first show of the new year. We're getting kicking off with a bang here. Just a fucking deep dive of a slow-moving, turn-based computer RPG, Wasteland 2, which again I'm enjoying. I'm getting into it the more I'm playing it, but really, really slow. Fucking not very. It's hard to get animated fucking talking about it. You know what I mean? It's very, very slow paced. It's fucking, yeah. Go more into the exciting realm of inventory management, I guess, as my dog's fucking just fucking screaming at the top of her fucking lungs. I'm late here. I'm fucking late. So yeah, this might be another one of these fucking up. Well, I'm in the middle of something. I'm just fucking, well, go fuck yourself. And I just fucking like end it just cause I'm fucking, I don't know. I've been off all fucking week. All past like a few weeks anyway. Don't know what it is. Maybe, I don't know, finally, I don't know, I can't even think, see what I mean, I can't even fucking just, like, think straight, but anyway, fucking, yeah, inventory management, buckling, just, yeah, I don't know if it's fucking, another fun thing with the fucking inventory, which, I don't know if it's fucking a bug or it's a design fucking decision they made. Should tell you something right there, again, talking about Wasteland 2, the post-apocalyptic role-playing game from the makers of Fallout. It was Fallout, but the opposite thing for fucking Wasteland. But whatever. So yeah, your party members. I'm pretty sure the way it works is, you know, the original four that you make or whatever. I went with the pre-made fucking party or whatever, but I'm pretty sure like those four are like your core four, I think, and then like the other, you can get up to seven. So I think like the other three fucking people you pick up are like you know, they're considered like your companions or whatever, you know, type of deal. Like, and they have a chance to go rogue as you play. So which means you're, you know, if you're in a fight, you'll lose control of them, and they'll do whatever they want. Like, you can't, like, issue commands. They just fucking, like, just go off and fucking shoot, like, whoever. I mean, they'll still, I don't think they'll, like, completely, like, go off and, like, start, like, shooting your fucking people or whatever. But, I mean, you can't, like, you can't send them to, like, cover or have them, target certain enemies. Like, they'll just fucking, like, shoot whoever the fuck, or sometimes they'll just fucking run off and, like, grab cover somewhere, or just, like, whatever. So, I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess. Again, fucking going, like, XCOM type, whatever the fuck they, what do they call it, XCOM, like, whatever, you guys, like, freak out or whatever. And they'll just fucking, like, hunker down or, like, whatever, or I think they would just fucking fire blindly and just fucking, like, whatever the fuck. But, I mean, yeah, so, there is, like, an ability you can get for your people, for, like, a stat called a leadership ability, and that if you, the more points you pump into that, and I think the characters have to be, like, closer to the person with the leadership ability, but, yeah, like, that chance goes down, you know, if you spend points into that stat. So that's fine. Again, it's, like, another little fucking, like, wrinkle, another little thing to... Another little fucking aspect to manage, I guess, or fucking, you know what I mean? Just, the thing is, though, once fucking you're looking at, if you're looking at your inventory screen, you're looking at all your fucking characters, fucking inventory, what they're carrying, fucking what to, you know, what to equip them with, like that shit. You go to the equipment screen, and the people have, like, a chance to go rogue. You know, there'll be, like, a big fucking text box next to them that will say, like, oh, whatever, like, 10% chance to go rogue or something like that, or it even stays there if it says fucking, you know, 0% chance to go rogue. Like, it just fucking still giant text box, like, fucking takes up, like, half the fucking equipment screen. And it's like, oh, okay, so got it, okay, I get that, you know, they have a chance to go rogue and just fucking, but I don't think you can fucking make that fucking text box go away. It just, you know, it gives you the option. The only option you have in there is, like, dismiss, like, fucking just, you know, so I'm like, all right, so, can I have, like, dismiss means fucking dismiss, like, that warning, like, dismiss that text box so I can fucking, like, equip them with shit, but, no, it literally means fucking, you hit dismiss, you fucking dismiss them from your fucking party, and it's like, cool, so I just want to fucking dismiss the fucking text box, you know what I mean? Well, it's there on the fucking screen, you can only see half the fucking shit you have equipped on that person, so it's like, all you can see is, like, their bedroll, which I guess is useless, because you can't fucking sleep or whatever, you can't see that, they're fucking their hat they're wearing, or their fucking jacket, or something like that. So it's like fucking, like, whatever, it's six options, and fucking three of them are fucking completely, like, gone with that fucking, you can't see them because that fucking text box is there. And, so, I mean, what is that? Like, none of that shit's important, I guess. You know what I mean? The fucking, the backpack, the hat, and the fucking jacket is just, like, cosmetic, I guess. And now that I know a little bit more about how the game fucking works and shit, but, so, I mean, so I guess they're disgruntled, so they won't wear a hat. You know what I mean? Like what the fuck is that? I don't know. I think, like, maybe it's because they're fucking, again, they're NPCs I picked up type of deal, and they're not the original four. So again, they won't wear hats if I gave it to them. Like, I don't know. But anyway, it just seems like it's going to be a long fucking game, which, again, it's cool. I mean, that's kind of what I was looking for. I mean, something long and fucking complex and involved and shit. Just, you know, yeah, there's not much coming out until Resident Evil 7 later this fucking month, and, you know, a bunch of shit on, like, Valentine's Day or, like, whatever, for whatever reason. This seems to be, like, some new fucking trend of just fucking, like, you know, usually, like, violent shit, like, fucking, like, real, like, violent fucking shit comes out on fucking Valentine's Day, it seems like. This remember, like, a little, like, Saw movies and shit used to come out on, like, DVD on Valentine's Day and, like, whatever. It's, like, there's always fucking, it seems to be a big day to, like, just, like, this year is fucking, like, For Honor and, I want to say maybe that Berserk game, but I'm not fucking positive. I'm just something else is coming up too. Maybe Ghost Recon. I don't know. But anyway, give you an idea. I mean, I was for Wasteland 2, when I was about fucking like 20 hours in, I still, you know, still basically like tutorial, you know, tutorial slash like little side quests I'm doing. And, I just fucking unlocked access to what I'm assuming is like, you know, the main base or whatever, where you can like store your shit. Like the you know, you guys are all Rangers, the Ranger Citadel. And, at first, like, that's fucking closed off. You gotta go do like a couple missions before you can get in there. And when you're in there, you can like store your shit and like fucking, you know, the that's where the, a lot of the important like fucking NPCs are that give you like, you know, other quests and shit. There's a doctor there that'll fucking like heal you like in the base. So it's like, oh, that's cool. But now I don't have to, if I can fucking make it back to the base, I can fucking at least heal for free and shit. But it's fucking like, again, a time thing. If fucking like, if I want to get healed, I gotta fucking go all the way back. Like, no matter, like, it could be like halfway across the fucking map, then go through fucking whatever, you know, bunch of fucking like screens and all that shit to fucking get there. So, and again, it's fucking, I'm just getting this now, like 20 hours in. This kind of fucking crazy. But so I'm just like fucking just, I'm just unlocking all this like basic shit, like 20 hours, you know, 20 hours of fucking playing. So I'm just like, this might be a fucking long fucking haul here. So hold on to your hats if you don't go rogue, huh? So, you know, game, you know, story wise, I guess, some, you know, your group is part of the Ranger squad or whatever. They send you over to the wasteland to track down another Ranger or something that hasn't reported back from his mission. And, yeah, he was going out to fix some radio antennas he was trying to attach some kind of like triangulation device to find out where other radio, weird fucking radio transmissions are coming from. So, I mean, if you find his fucking dead body and there's a robot leg next to him, and you report back to the Citadel or whatever, and you know, essentially you're just fucking lots of fucking text and like backstory and shit, and you're getting the backstory from the first Wasteland game. But yeah, it's all told through fucking dialogue and like books and shit you collect. I mean, again, which is kind of good, because I never got too far in the first game, so it's. But it's very fucking Fallout. Like, it sounds very similar to fucking like Fallout. Just something to do with the fucking rogue AI controlling a military base and making like Terminator robots and shit to go out and kill people. And then the original Ranger team set up a fucking base at a prison and let the prisoners out. And then the prisoners became fucking raiders and shit and cannibals and. You know, there's fucking, you know, raiders and fucking, mutants everywhere. So it's pretty much fucking Fallout. I mean, fucking, it's like, I don't know the original fucking Wasteland story, but it's like, I know the Fallout story. You know what I mean? It's fucking pretty much the same fucking thing. So anyway, he's trying to go out and, attach these fucking little devices to fucking two radio towers, and you know, so you get a choice of like, which one do you want to go to first? And they give you like two choices of where to investigate and like whatever. And one of them's a town where they grow vegetables, and the other one's like a water collection fucking town or whatever. So yeah, I went to the fucking farming town, and fucking they had some like infection spreading that was turning people into mutants and shit, and all the vegetables they were growing were like gigantic, and they were getting like you know, they were getting infected and like poisonous and shit, and like attacking people and getting like hostile. And it's just this fucking long involved quest where, you know, you're going underground to repair fucking ventilation fans and shit, and then going to like two different like pumping stations and trying to spread an antidote, and you're rescuing townspeople that are like trapped, and again the plants are like attacking them. They're like attached to the walls and fucking vines, like they're fucking been like they've been kidnapped by fucking like xenomorphs or whatever. So I mean, you're doing all that shit, and you know, you're fighting mutated fucking townspeople and all that. They're just fucking like mutants that kind of like shuffle towards you and shit, pretty slow, but fucking, you know, they take quite a bit of damage, and then they just fucking like, you know, hit you and shit with their fucking hand. Just fucking like try like punching you or grabbing you or whatever, and just but when you kill them, you know, when they die, they fucking explode, and that's kind of a bitch, because you're, you know, it's, if they'll when they explode, they'll fucking, if there's any of your people around them when they die, they'll get hurt too, and just you can try to like set it up so it's like fucking like, oh, if I can get like one, like keep backing up and get one to fucking like whatever, you know, explode near enemies, and that hurts them too. So but that was kind of a bitch to fucking deal with. And there's mutated rabbits, and at the end, there's kind of a boss there that was, you know, he was pretty tough, just a human, but he's fucking takes a shitload of damage, and he was firing his fucking gun like 3 times per turn, and his fucking, again, does like a shit ton of fucking damage and shit. So he massacred me a few fucking times, but hey, you know what I mean? So wait, that sucked. Oh, quick load and try again, like do that like 3 times, because, you know, PC games, that's what you do. But what is pretty cool is this fucking because I chose to go to like the farm, you know what I mean? It's like you had those two choices. I picked the farm and not the fucking water town or whatever. The water town get fucking attacked, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, it's like, I finished up the quest there at the farm, and then fucking like, you can go to that water town afterwards, but it's just like destroyed, you know what I mean? So it's like there's like there's like a hard branching path between, you know, what you wanted to do first and, you know, the one you didn't pick. That's the way that fucking whole like town or whatever got fucking destroyed. So I do like that, you know what I mean? It gives you like fucking a choice with fucking like major fucking consequences and shit, and just so that was that. I mean, that was like the first like main fucking quest I did, and then there were a few smaller side quests I did, and you know, you visit a few small villages you got to go to deliver like the antidote, you know, after you stop like the main infection at the farm or something, like fucking like somebody sent out like seeds or whatever to fucking, is 3 other little fucking villages, so you go there and it's pretty much just kind of do the same type of thing, fight some fucking mutants and like whatever. And and then there was a more like involved quest or whatever, where, you know, it was a large town. There was, you know, a pretty big town with a railroad running through it, but there were two warring tribes that were, you know, sabotaging each other, so, and neither of them could keep like the trains running or whatever. So basically it's a bunch of fucking like fetch quests you gotta do listening to fucking like one tribe you'll talk to, and you hear their fucking side of the story, and fucking like, oh, we're not gonna work with them because whatever, they're fucking assholes, and they fucking you know, blow up the fucking train tracks and shit, but you know, they're the ones that fucking repair the rails, and you know, they make their fucking the other tribe out to be like terrorists, pretty much, that are, you know, bombing the railway, and then it's like, all right, well, I'll go fucking talk to them. Then you go talk to the other group and like hear their side of the story, and, you know, they're living in fucking like poverty, and they, you know, they say the other tribe is a bunch of fucking assholes, and, you know, they've been fucking killing their people. Then there's a fuck, you know, so it's just fucking there's like a, you know, Romeo and Juliet type thing going on with like fucking, you know, the leader's fucking daughter and the other leader's fucking son, and you know what I mean? They're fucking just, you know, they're whatever. They're trying to get together and fucking like whatever. And so I was trying my best to like tread lightly, thinking if I got them both to cooperate and fix the train, you know, then it would unlock some sort of like fast travel option maybe, or something like that. Or I could just fucking, cause, you know, as you travel the, on foot, you're traveling like, you know, the overworld map or whatever, it's just fucking like a little icon you're moving, and it's fucking, you know, pretty decent sized fucking world or whatever, and there's fucking like radiation everywhere, and you gotta worry about like water. So I'm like, oh, maybe if I get these two people together, like maybe it'll fucking, you know, they'll fix the railroad, and I can fucking just hop on a train and, you know, either go instantly or fucking faster, again, almost like the car, and, you know, get in a car and fucking like follow it or whatever. So it ended up with fucking, again, I was trying my best to play both sides and get a, you know, get that shit fucking, get the train fucking repaired and, like, running and shit, but and just, it just ended up with the fucking, the stronger side just slaughtering all the fucking, the poor, you know, the poor tribe. So it didn't work out that way, so I honestly don't know what I could have done differently other than fucking, like, pump more points into, like, my dialogue options or whatever, or, like, you know, charm, you know, whatever the fuck. Hard ass and, like, kiss ass are, like, the two, like, speech options, I guess. But whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, it's just this long fucking involved quest, and I really didn't get, like, shit out of it, really. I mean, fucking, other than fucking, you know, XP, I guess, and fucking a companion I picked up. They all actually picked up two of them. One was fucking, you know, one of the tribal leaders' fucking kids who was following me, and the other one was a hobo with a shotgun, you know, and fucking, I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll take the fucking bum with the shotgun, that's fine. Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic, I guess, but I mean, hey, I think that was kind of maybe the point. Like, I don't know, there probably is a way you could have fucking got them, one way to fucking get them to fucking work together, but I don't know. It is what it is again. So then I go back to the ranger station. I realize this is fucking, like, grunt-free story time type of deal. Fucking just like, oh, I did this and I did this, but again, fucking, I played this game for, like, fucking 30 goddamn hours, so, So I would go back to the fucking, the ranger station, you know, they finally, let me in, you know, I get a bunch of this fucking info and story dumps and shit, and, my main objective is to go to a prison, which is now their original base, or, like, where the Rangers fucking set up, or, like, whatever. And a couple funny, like, legitimately fucking funny things happened there. There's a lot of fucking video game references in Wasteland 2, and they're pretty on the nose. I mean, I wouldn't even, like, call them joke so much, just like, hey, look, here's, like, something, like, you know, some kind of reference, just, you know me, I fucking love that fucking meta comedy. There's one guy in that train town that I was at, and fuck, he's fucking, it's like, oh, he wanted a fucking CDI, Philips CDI, and you just randomly find this fucking stash of, like, Sega Genesis and fucking, like, Atari 2600s and shit. Again, and not really a joke, just a pretty much, like, a reference of just fucking, like, hey, these are things that happened, or, you know, systems, video game systems, like, here they are. It's like, okay. Then I found this fucking giant, like, arcade machine out in the desert for no reason. This is just, like, a shrine or something. It's just fucking just a giant fucking, like, arcade machine. And you look at it, it gives you a fucking stat boost for looking at it. And then I found some landfill, like, out in the fucking desert, filled with, you know, E.T. cartridges, like, you know, Atari 2600 fucking E.T. cartridges, which, I mean, they're just all fucking, like, junk items, you know what I mean? And no fucking, you can't sell them, they're just fucking, like, whatever, like, 10,000 of them or something, just fucking, like, sitting there, and fucking, like, I'm like, ah, whatever, it must be, like, part of a quest or, like, something, or maybe I bring it back to that guy in the train fucking town or whatever that wanted the fucking CDI, maybe he'll fucking want them, and just, so I end up fucking, like, picking them all up, like, you know, just fucking put them in, it's all, like, you know, overworld type of deal, like, you can't even go into, like, your inventory or whatever, so, you know, I picked up, like, whatever, a thousand of them or whatever, and just, they all have weight, you know. not much, but whatever, it's like fucking like a tenth of a pound or like whatever, but you pick up so many of them, it's fucking like, god, they're just all together, they're so fucking heavy, like all my characters are fucking encumbered, they can't fucking move, which is kind of funny, you know what I mean, they're all weighed down by these fucking shitty fucking ET cartridges. But then I realized, I'm like, fucking, well, I kind of want to move to, like, you know, get somewhere to fucking dump these things off, but there's no fucking, like, drop or, like, scrap option from the inventory. So it's like, it's all like, I just fucking, like, oh, I don't want these, fucking destroy them, get them the fuck out of my inventory so I can move. It's like, no, I just fucking, Can't do that. It was probably, and plus, I was lucky at that point that they unlocked the storage locker in the Raider fucking base first. You know, they give you like a storage locker to like just store like whatever the fuck you don't want. You know what I mean? I don't want to carry around, which is too heavy. So, luckily, I'd gone that far that I can go there and dump them all off there. You know, I had to fucking unload all of them. You know what I mean? I had fucking pretty much like unloaded fucking. All of them on to fucking, like, you know, split them up into, like, everybody in the party, you know what I mean, except, like, one person, you know what I mean, and then that one person, like, alright, give me as many as I can carry, but still move, fucking go off to that locker, drop them off in the locker, go back, grab more of them, and, like, so on and so on. So that's a fucking, just a complete fucking pain in the ass, and just fucking... I mean, maybe I was just thinking, like, maybe I could have gone to, like, any, like, container or whatever and tried that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, go to, like, a drawer or some shit and just fucking, like, shove them all in there, maybe. But, I mean, it was just fucking, what the fuck? It's fucking, you know, meta shit. Meta lulls, I mean, I guess, but dude, that was a fucking pain in the ass, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. That wasn't fun. But, also, I mean, I guess technically I beat the game already, you could say, just because, yeah, there's a fucking, in that base, the Ranger base. Jesus. Oh, there's the dog. But yeah, there was a nuclear fucking... warhead in the Ranger base there, and it just pretty much asked you if you want to fucking push the fucking button on the warhead, and of course I did, you know what I mean, and of course it fucking, the warhead fucking goes off, and the fucking you know, just says fucking the end, fucking the credits roll after the fucking thing goes off, and I mean, technically that's the fucking ending. I fucking, you know, beat the game or whatever. And that sort of shit's fucking cool. I know. I mean, it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, oh, cool. The fucking Ranger base fucking blew up. Like, whatever. I know I can fucking sound like I'm overly critical of like a lot of shit in the game, but, you know, as is usually the case, like, again, I've said, like, once I settle down and fucking get over the initial hurdles and shit and get into the flow of fucking, you know what I mean, of just fucking how the game's supposed to go, it's like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and fucking doesn't excuse some of the obvious fucking problems, but you know, it said, like, fucking, it's pretty much like wasting time, like, this, you know, this could have been fucking streamlined better and shit, but yeah, I just, once I wrap my head, you know, I said to wrap my head around fucking, all right, Wasteland 2, basically it's fucking Fallout 3, you know what I mean? This is fucking just the continuation of Fallout 2 or fucking whatever the fuck. Just pretend like the fucking Bethesda Fallouts never fucking happened, and fucking modern RPGs don't exist, pretty much. Really fucking good game. And I was looking for a fucking long fucking involved game, and, you know, I'm just guessing it's probably going to be in like the fucking 100 hour or so fucking range again. Yeah, just fucking... depending on how much of the, you know, optional and fucking random shit I end up doing, is fucking, you know, whatever. I don't know if I'll fucking completely, like, fucking go nuts, but I mean, right now I'm fucking going, I'm in the prison or whatever, and just, you know, I mopped up all the fucking side quests and shit up to that point, and just like, yeah, it's gonna be a fucking, again, it's gonna be a long haul, but it's just that, there's that nice fucking progression system where, you know, now I have fucking decent weapons, I'm getting fucking better at the combat, plenty of fucking cash as far as I know. I'm fucking loaded up with med kits and all that. You know, I expected to fucking branch out and, like, expand and shit, like, you know, all these games fucking end up doing. But, you know, as long as the fucking the quality fucking holds up, and, you know, there's a few fucking nice, like, unexpected surprises, I mean, it should be, you know, it's a good game so far, again. just had to fucking settle down and getting the right mindset, I guess. But then to break things up, because I know it's been a fucking deep dive month at fucking Grunt Free Press, but hey, jack shit for fucking news or new releases or whatever. So I'm pretty much just fucking winging it. But and yeah, I just need something more fucking, something faster paced to fucking play where, you know, I could hit a bunch of fucking buttons and shit really fast. So I'm looking at my fucking, what else can I play that's fucking, again, just more immediate fucking fast paced. And my first choice was Party Hard, which I don't know fucking too much about it. Just, but it looks like a game where you just go around fucking murdering everybody. at a bunch of parties or whatever, and the character you play as is wearing a hockey mask. So it seemed like, you know, it might do, just because, you know, I'm having fucking withdrawals from not being able to play fucking the Friday the 13th game anymore. And it's all, you know, it's all fucking pixel art and fucking indie bullshit looking, but it looked fucking bloody and fucking murder simulatory. So I mean, fuck it. I mean, just I'll check it out. So booted up, fucking start a new game, and fucking game's loading. Waiting for it to load. Loading. It's fucking taking a long time to fucking load this fucking indie bullshit. So loading. Fucking, all right, what the fuck? So I force it to close, fucking whatever, restart it, and there it goes. It fucking loads up the fucking little first little tutorial level there, where you kill a couple people and shit, and then it's fucking like, all right, go to the next stage. And fucking okay, loading, fucking loading, just like Jesus Christ, dude, the game's fucking busted, which is great. So, you know, I do the old Steam discussion, fucking investigation, and Yep. Fucking people trying all these fucking workarounds to fucking, you know, changing the fucking resolution, and, you know, try changing the fucking resolution, you know, go into the game files and fucking fuck with this, and just, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it's just, you know, not for everyone, it doesn't work for everybody. Like, some it works sometimes to get past like one level, and then fucking fucks up, and it's like, this sounds like way too much fucking work for a game that pretty much, like, you know what I mean, it looks like it could fucking run on a fucking phone, and it's not old, you know what I mean? It's not like a fucking, like, compatibility thing. It released like a fucking year ago. I just didn't want to fucking deal with that shit, so I fucking uninstalled it, and like, that was it. And then again, I'm just like looking at my library, like, what the fuck do I want to play? I wouldn't mind, you know, I was like, I wouldn't mind playing Oddworld, Strange's Wrath again, and, you know, the first person fucking, like, Oddworld game shooter, fucking Western type thing. So I remembered fucking loving that on OG fucking Xbox. So I do a, preemptive fucking Steam discussion fucking search, and just fucking, what's up with this game? And just fucking, you know, first like dozen posts are just like, still saying like, why is this fucking game still broken? Fucking, you know, the controller support doesn't work, and it's fucking, great. Grief, good grief. So, all that good shit. So, fuck, you know what I mean? PC fucking gaming strikes again. So what I did end up fucking dabbling in a couple other games instead. I actually fucking beat Tower of Doom, the old Capcom arcade Dungeons and Dragons fucking beat 'em up type fucking thing. That only took about like 2 hours or so. Pretty fun, fucking straightforward, fucking fantasy hack and slash, fucking with some neat fucking RPG elements and shit. And yeah, I just played through as the lady fucking magic user, and, you know, you level up as you play. You fucking visit a store between fucking levels to buy shit, and it's still very fucking action oriented against, you know, RPG fantasy shit, but it's still like at the core gameplay is still fucking, you know, arcade fucking beat 'em up type thing. So good shit. I mean, it's the prequel to what the fuck, Mysteria, Chronicles of Mysteria, or some shit like that, and. Yeah, both those games are together on the Steam version. You get two of them when you buy them. I probably will go through fucking Mysteria eventually too. But it was a good palate cleanser again from fucking whatever. Wasteland 2. I was just fucking like, it's an arcade game I could fucking beat in like 2 hours, you know. Then I also played a couple levels of Halo Wars, or the remastered PC version that I got through. I got it free in quotes. Got it early access or whatever for pre-ordering Halo Wars 2. And it's the exact same game as the 360 version. But they did do a damn good job of cleaning it up, and it, you know, it runs nice and smooth and shit, looks crisp. And I still think it's the only fucking real-time strategy game that I know of that plays fucking well with a controller, and they just really fucking nailed that, you know what I mean? I just, the way you control it, you know, you press A over a unit and it selects that unit, or you just, if you hold A, it'll be like a selection circle. That gradually gets like wider and wider, so it's like you can pick like groups of people like that, and just or you can press the one of the shoulder buttons and it selects like everybody on screen, and just you know, if you press the other shoulder button, it just fucking selects like everybody on the entire map, like every unit you have like in your army, just immediately fucking just and that's the that's some like shitty fucking faggot giant bomb joke in quotes, you know, like most fucking giant bomb jokes in quotes, you know, you select all the all the units again, all the fucking units you have built up to that point, and the voiceover just says all units, and that's supposed to be the joke in quotes, I guess. Just kidding, you know, you can do that just because, you know, the entire game is built around a fucking controller, so it's just, you know, a small number is fucking less fatally fucking slower than most fucking, you know, PC RTSs, I guess, and it fucking works. I mean, that's the main thing. You're still building bases, you're still managing resources, you know, generate or collect fucking, you know, the resources from the map, or you generate them at your base, I mean, or there's little boxes you can collect around the map. You know, you're upgrading your units, you're fucking building defenses and shit. It's not really fucking dumbed down, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, the strategy is still there. It's still, you know, it's still fucking rock, paper, scissors, fucking relationships between the units and shit. It's still, you know, still doing the min-maxing to build up, you know, in your base. You can build up, like, certain advanced units and still kind of defend your base. And if you're playing against other people, it's still, like, you know, still that meta-strategy and, like, speed and shit. And just, you know, who can fucking build their shit up faster and fucking more efficiently and whatever. And, you know, build the right thing to fucking, like, counter whatever the fuck. And just, and, you know, in the campaign, it's still very possible to, you know, to fuck yourself over because, you know, they throw some bullshit at you weren't fucking ready for when you're, like, fucking halfway through a mission. So I got like, I don't know, three or four missions in. I was having fun. Then I hit the stage. I remembered being fucking kind of a bitch, and that's never good. I mean, when you fucking remember being fucking frustrated by something, like, I don't know, like 7 years ago or whatever, and you just fucking see it and like immediately just like, uh-oh, like, I remember this. So in the mission, you gotta protect these civilians as they're boarding evacuation ships, and at first you're just following them, clearing the way, and it's not too bad, but then it, you know, a ship will fucking blow up like all the way across the fucking map while you're trying to get your bearings and figure out what the fuck you're doing. And so I mean, it's like, okay, well, I still have like two ships left, like whatever, I know what I'm doing, like, yeah, you know, you gotta protect them from the fucking enemy, like, you know, attacking them or whatever. So, then, you know, as the mission goes on, there's more fucking powerful enemies start showing up, and, you know, they have, then they end up giving you a base you can start producing troops, and there's an enemy base, like, right next to it, and they're fucking constantly, like, you know, harassing you, like, fucking attacking your base and shit as you're trying to build it up. And, yeah, if you move anywhere near that base, it's fucking almost like instant death, and there's a countdown going on, so it's just like, you know, it's the time limit before the fucking, you know, people can fucking evacuate off the ships and shit. And it's just, yeah, there's a lot of shit happening at once, and fucking it's like, what the fuck am I focusing on? What the hell is going on? So it's just, yeah, I ended up failing it like fucking out like 20 minutes in, and that's pretty much when I quit. And That's my usual experience in most fucking real time strategy games. I mean, you get the that's the testament to how fucking legit Halo Wars is, I guess. I mean, I'll go back to it and shit. It's fun, but just not the best fucking juxtaposition to the Wasteland 2 again. I'm like fucking like, I need something more like actiony and shit, and it's fucking like playing this like clicky like real time strategy game. Oh, that's my fucking gaming philosophy. Like, you know, I have no problem playing fucking multiple games at once. Like that's fine, but you know, they got to be like different enough from each other, you know, or I end up fucking losing interest in like one of them or like whatever. But yeah, that's it. I mean, fucking, yeah, that's why it says recording late and fucking just waking up and just fucking, I'm just off and fucking people are like yelling and shit and like fucking all around the house and it's fucking like, what the fuck? but yeah, that was it. The first Grunt Free Press podcast of 2017. Go to gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. And I am fucking, it's a lot of it. I'm deciding if I want to go see fucking Rogue One or not today, or just say fuck it and just wait for the Blu-ray. That's my big decision I gotta make, so I'm gonna get to that. Yeah, the absolute deicide. Happy fucking Jew year, you fucking faggots. What's wrong?